Brent, you have had a very strong influence from noted psychiatrist Dr. Bertolt Schwartz. Tell me a little bit about that. Why?
Well, Dr. Schwartz was a former fellow of the American Psychiatric Association, very prestigious background, psychiatrist, but he's also been in the parapsychology and has a real good handle, I think, on looking at the paranormal elements. And he knows just virtually about everybody in the UFO paranormal field from years ago up to the present. Many of the interviews I've done in Alternate Perceptions, he's given me a heads up and put me in touch with many people. And when I traveled across the country back in the 1970s, I was out extensively on the road a lot, and he had put me in touch with a lot of contacts out there. And his on the UFO dynamics that he had published back in 83, one of the cases, I had a chapter in his book, and it was a case up in Oxford, Maine. It was a abduction case, two young men, and they and many of the family members and other people in the community were reporting poltergeist activity, UFOs, even men in black type stuff, all kinds of weirdness that was going on. And he came up and also looked into it and wrote his own summaries of that.
Was he saying, though, there was a poltergeist phenomena connection with UFO events?
Well, what seemed to happen is that when someone has a traumatic experience, I know there was a woman, in fact, the very Ramona Hebner was a well-known UFO investigator back in the 70s and in the 80s in the UFO field, and also she got into the Bigfoot investigations. Her interest was caused as a result of an experience she had back in July 1967, and it was down at the Mayport Naval Station in northeastern Florida. She and her family were riding along one night near this military base, and a disc-shaped object appeared. And they passed right under it, and they could see all these different lights, and it seemed to be kind of drawing power from the car a little bit as they went under it. Within just 3 or 4 days afterwards, she began to have at her home there, poltergeist-type phenomena, footsteps, odors, hearing a voice calling her name, turn around, there's no one there, and then apparitions of these beings appearing in strange lights inside the house, too, and in the bedroom. And she kept quiet about it. Her teenage son, who was also in the car, began to also see the same things. And she didn't want to alarm him. She didn't know what to do. She trying to find out what she could, and she wrote John Keel. And, he explained things to her, and eventually she sat her son down and told her that this type of thing happens to other people, and, not to be, that she had also experienced it, and, trying to reassure him that it was okay.
Yeah, not to be too distraught that something was wrong with him.
Right. So it was really through her that I came to have contact with Dr. Schwartz. And so I've seen this from both sides here.
Does anybody that you have interviewed talk about the fact that disclosure will come by these beings, by these extraterrestrials, as opposed to government?
Well, you hear that. You don't know. I haven't really heard that much.
I just wonder if there's going to be a day of reckoning, Brent, for everybody, and one day almost like Independence Day, and hopefully it won't be violent, that, craft will appear throughout every major city on this planet, and, the revealing of what they are and why they come will be known to all of us.
Yeah, I think as far as, time travelers, I think what happens is that some of these people have precognitive flashes. They glimpse little bits and pieces of the future, There may be more to us, and maybe that's what these experiences are trying to kind of waken us up to, is that there's more to us and more to this world and other worlds that maybe interpenetrate with us, that are around us, and we just haven't really found a way to interact with it.